This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, March 18, 2022, Montana reports 272,105 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 63 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 13 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 10 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 9 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. And more new cases in 14 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 625. Currently, 45 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,234 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 969,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,600,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. 10 far-right-wing Republicans are trying again for a special session in Montana to investigate alleged election fraud and perpetuate former President Trump's big lie. All 150 of Montana's lawmakers will be officially polled over the next month on calling a special session to appoint and fund a committee to investigate the state's election security. The 10 Republican legislators submitted the request to the Montana Secretary of State this past week. Among those who signed the letter are several who have traveled the state to spread unsubstantiated theories that the 2020 elections were marred by fraud. Many of those allegations have been debunked by experts and court proceedings in the nearly year and a half since former President Donald Trump began claiming the presidential election was stolen from him. A previous attempt at calling a special session failed because it didn't specify a date for the special session to begin, one of the requirements for such a request. The new request asks for a special session to start May 2nd. A simple majority, at least 76 yes votes, is needed to call lawmakers back to Helena. The proposed special committee has been pushed by many GOP lawmakers since last September. It would be partisan, made up of 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats, and would be appointed solely by Republican leaders. Previous attempts to call a special session and to fund a special Republican-appointed committee using state taxpayer dollars have been called publicity stunts and have failed to garner support. The 8 Mile Ford fishing access site just south of Ennis has been reopened. Part of the site was closed by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks last week after ice jams caused flooding at the site. Flooding and other hazards persist at several other sites. A partial closure is still in place at Burnt Tree Hole fishing access site, and full closures are still in place at Ennis and Valley Garden fishing access sites. Floating below 8 Mile Ford is not advised due to ice and other dangerous conditions. There are no public takeouts until Ennis Lake. River flow and ice conditions can change frequently and without warning. Floating on frozen or flooded rivers can be extremely dangerous and is discouraged due to unpredictable and rapidly changing conditions. The USS Montana, the newest Virginia-class fast-attack nuclear submarine, has been delivered to the U.S. Navy, and the commissioning ceremony has been scheduled for June 25th at Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia. The 7,800-ton submarine, also known as SSN 794, was delivered to the Navy by Huntington Ingalls Industries, America's largest shipbuilder. The submarine is expected to move from the Newport News shipyard to the nearby Naval Station Norfolk soon and will undergo Navy acceptance tests before her commissioning. Montana is the third of the 10-ship group of Virginia-class submarines known as Block 4, featuring smaller-scale design changes which increase the length of time between maintenance stops and increase the number of deployments. Virginia-class subs, including the Montana, have 12 Tomahawk missile tubes and 4 torpedo tubes. The $2.6 billion Montana is the first Navy vessel to be named after the state since 1908. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.